Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, said this. He says, "You have got to learn how to be gods yourselves, the same as all gods have done before you." And so the founder of Mormonism truly believed that he would become God someday. Here's from A. Harold Goodman. He said, "So you can see why the temple is so important to the LDS man, because if he is worthy to go into the temple and there receive the sacred ordinances and covenants and keep them, he can eventually grow into becoming a god himself." Mormonism is the most polytheistic religion in the world, and they say that God the Father was just like you and me, and that he worked his way to godhood. It's very blasphemous. The Bible says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods." The very first thing that Eve was tricked with was this idea that she could become God. The Bible tells us, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God." And this is crystal clear. He says there was no God before him, and there will be no God after him. God is God, and we are not. We are just humans. We are just creations of the Lord. We are not going to ascend to godhood if we're good enough. Lorenzo Snow said that as man now is, God once was. As God now is, man may be. They're teaching things that are just flat out false and so pompous and arrogant. It's very arrogant to assert that you and I could become God someday. That's just evil. Bible says, "Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." We are not going to ascend to godhood if we're good enough. Being a good person isn't going to get us to heaven in the first place. We have to be forgiven in order to make it into glory. And the only way to be forgiven is by accepting the free gift of salvation that Jesus paid for with his own blood. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." But the Book of Mormon says, "For we know that it is by grace that we are saved, after all we can do." Grace is defined as unmerited favor. We can't merit the mercy of God. God gave it to us as a free gift. And to say that grace is only given after all you've done, after all the good things that you've done in your life, that's not grace. Did you know rat poison is 99% food? It's 1% poison. Just that 1% of poison is enough to kill rats. And let me tell you, 1% of works salvation, saying that you have to keep it yourself or be a good person to get to heaven, that is not going to save your soul. It's going to send you to the same place that the Mormons will ultimately go to if they don't receive forgiveness of sin. And on the LDS website, it says, "The offering of salvation is made efficacious as we exercise faith and trust in him, repent of our sins, are baptized by immersion." Well, the Bible never uses the phrase "repent of your sins" one time. Repenting of sins is not something that you do to be saved. But the Mormon church will tell you to go to heaven, you have to repent of your sins. The Muslims will tell you to go to heaven, you got to repent of your sins. Exercise faith. Well, is salvation an exercise? Salvation is a free gift. But the Mormons will tell people that you have to be baptized to be saved. Well, the thief on the cross who looked at Jesus and said, "Would you remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom?" Jesus saved that man. He saved his soul. And that guy never got baptized. He was at the very end of his days, did many wrong things, but he was forgiven by Jesus. And baptism had nothing to do with that. Paul said this. He says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." He said, "I didn't come to baptize. I came to preach the gospel." The Mormons need to understand that baptism, Pentecostals as well, need to understand baptism cannot save you. And here's a picture that you can see of a Mormon getting baptized. And what this lady's doing is she's being baptized for somebody that passed away already. And Mormons believe to this day that baptism saves people that have already died and didn't believe in Jesus. That baptism can give them a second chance. And they practice this, and many Mormons will say that the spirits of their ancestors appear to them in a ghost-like form. It's extremely satanic when you think about it, because that is a form of divination. We as Christians don't believe in calling up spirits from the dead and having conversations with them. If somebody's passed on, the Bible tells us, and as it is appointed unto men, once to die, but after this, the judgment. You look at the rich man and Lazarus. The Bible tells us that the rich man died, and the next three words were, and in hell, he lift up his eyes. So, and in hell, immediately. He woke up in hell right after he died, and he was facing condemnation. He was facing judgment because his sins had not been atoned for. The Mormons will claim to believe in Jesus, but they believe that Jesus was a human, just like you and me, that had to work his way to godhood. And on their website, they say that everything that testifies of Jesus' divine birth, his goodness, his transforming power, and his godhood, we embrace enthusiastically. But notice on their website, it's got a lowercase g. They believe that Jesus was just a God. Jesus is the God. The Bible says that he is before all things. By him all things consist. Jesus is the creator. He's not just another God in a vast universe. And if Jesus had to work his way to godhood, that would mean that he was a sinner at one point, like you and I. But the Bible says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Jesus never sinned. The Bible doesn't tell us that he sinned in his past life before he worked his way to godhood. He never sinned. And it's unbelievable that there would be a movement of people that would assert that they're Christians and they believe he's a God and that he was a sinner. How could Jesus have died for all of our sins if he was guilty of sin as well? In order to be able to atone for sin, he would have to be perfect. Jesus was perfect. He is the spotless Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The Bible says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus never sinned. But Mormons will insist that Jesus did sin in his past life. They believe in reincarnation. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But in the New World Translation, the Jehovah's Witness Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. See how the Jehovah's Witness take away from the deity of Christ. The Mormons do the same thing. Check this out. It says, in the beginning was the gospel preached through the Son, and the Son was with God, and the Son was of God. Again, they're taking away from the deity of Christ. They're saying that he was just of God, not God. Pretty much all false religions believe that Jesus was just a created being, but the Bible tells us that he is God. Now we're going to dive into the darker parts of Mormonism, and if you're a Mormon listening to this, I would encourage you to just put your thinking cap on and bear with me as we look at this evidence and really think about the people that you're following if you're part of the LDS Church. Brigham Young said this. He said, the only men who become gods, even the sons of God, are those who enter into polygamy. So he believed and taught that men had to have multiple wives in order to attain salvation. And many fundamentalist Mormons still practice polygamy today. The Bible tells us that it was Adam and Eve that are our ancestors. It wasn't that Adam had a lot of different wives. It's that he had one woman. God created one man for one woman for one lifetime. But Brigham Young had over 50 wives. What does the Bible tell us? It says, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Mormons also believe in what's called the burning in the bosom. And basically what that is the idea that God will show you that the Book of Mormon is true through this burning sensation that you'll have in your heart. And a lot of Mormons will insist that this is how we know that the Book of Mormon is from God, because we had a burning sensation in our hearts. It's ludicrous. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful, above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The LDS Church will give its members holy garments. They believe that if they wear a certain kind of undergarment, that it actually protects them from evil. But the Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. It's not right to assert that we should wear certain kinds of clothes to be able to fend off the devil. That's just superstitious. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. John Heinerman said that I, as a member of the LDS, am somewhat active in what is called the New Age movement, consisting of things like crystal gazing, channeling, pyramid power, and so forth. Joseph Smith, when he was founding Mormonism, used a seer stone to translate the scriptures that he had supposedly received from an angel. Seer stones are used by witches and warlocks and psychics to be able to receive what they would call revelation. And that's exactly what Joseph Smith was using to translate these golden tablets into what we know now as the Book of Mormon. And the angel Moroni told Joseph Smith that the church has become apostate and that there's a new revelation contained in golden tablets. And some Mormons will say that it must have been of God because it was an angel that appeared to him. Even though there was witchcraft involved, there was still an angel that appeared to Joseph. Well, the Bible says, but though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So even if you had an angel from heaven preaching another gospel, we're still supposed to let him be accursed. We're not supposed to listen to him. Joseph Smith is not a trustworthy source. He was a very loony person, and the reason I say that is because he believed that there were people living on the moon. He would tell people that there were Quakers living on the moon, and they were all over 6 foot tall and lived to be 1,000 years old. Brigham Young, the second man of Mormonism, taught that there were people living on the sun. That's even more ludicrous. And even today, there are Mormons who believe that people are living on the sun and that they're able to withstand the extremely high temperatures of their surroundings. It's just ludicrous. It's false. Brigham Young lied to you. Joseph Smith lied to you. There's not people living on the moon, and there's not people living on the sun. There's only one place that life was designed to be able to survive at, and that's planet Earth. Not the sun, not the moon, not the stars, not the planet Kolob. And it gets even more wild. Brigham Young was extremely racist. These men were extremely hateful. And he said, "Shall I tell you the law of God in regard to the African race? If the white man who belongs to the chosen seed mixes his blood with the seed of Cain, the penalty, under the law of God, is death on the spot." Mormonism until recently was a racist religion because they were teaching that black people had the curse of Cain on them. But the Bible says, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth." On at least three occasions, Smith's successor, Brigham Young, publicly taught that the punishment for black and white interracial marriages was death, and the killing of a black and white interracial couple and their children as part of a blood atonement would be a blessing to them. Many in Mormonism believe that certain sins cannot be forgiven by the blood of Christ. And so what they will say is that you have to atone for your own sins by being killed. They call it blood atonement. You can look it up. Many still practice it today, where they will kill each other. If certain people have left the Mormon church, they will slit the throats of those who have apostatized. Bruce R. McConkie said that there are some serious sins for which the cleansing of Christ does not operate, and the law of God is that men must have their own blood shed to atone for their sins. All around the world today, fundamentalist Mormons will often kill each other because they believe that by killing someone who can't be forgiven otherwise, they're saving that person's soul. It's extremely perverse. It's extremely sad. I mean, just think for a moment about what it would be like to be in the shoes of somebody that left the Mormon church, and then all of a sudden they're coming after you to take your life and to kill you or to slit your throat. Horrifying. Horrifying what they did to people in the past and what they're even doing today. And I'm not saying all Mormons are guilty of this by any means. Most Mormons are the nicest people that you'd ever meet. Very kind, down-to-earth people in many ways. But the fundamentalist Mormons still practice traditional Mormonism from the old times. And they believe in the teachings of Joseph Smith and Brigham Young so much that they will insist that you have to have your own bloodshed to atone for your sins. They literally believe that suicide is going to save the souls of men. It's one of the saddest things. It's one of the reasons why I made this video, because it's very horrible what goes on in the world today. And fundamentalist Mormonism is dangerous. The Bible says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Every single sin, past, present, and future, that every single person would ever commit was laid on the back of the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Amen and amen. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All sins were paid for by Jesus. And he's the only one that can take us to heaven. But Brigham Young said this, no man or woman in this dispensation will ever enter into the celestial kingdom of God without the consent of Joseph Smith. He told people that to go to heaven, Joseph Smith would have to mediate for you. But the Bible tells us, for there is one God. There's not multiple gods. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Joseph Smith will not mediate between us and God ever, because he was not a good man. He was not God. He's not Jesus. He's about as good as the prophet Muhammad from Islam. Muhammad did terrible things, had a bunch of wives, beat his wives. Joseph Smith was really no different. He had a bunch of women that he took advantage of, went out of his way to harm other people, practiced witchcraft with his little seer stone. That guy was not a good person. And if you're a Mormon, I would beg you, I would plead with you not to follow him. And if you look at the statistics of Utah, Utah is the Mormon capital of America. Most of Utah, over 50% today, identifies as Mormon. But yet they lead the USA in bankruptcy, stock fraud, divorce, and suicide. And the reason that they lead the USA in suicide is because many of them are doing blood atonement. And they believe that by killing themselves, that they're going to be right with God, that they're going to have their sins forgiven. Well, if you're saying that your blood is going to atone for your sins when Christ's blood couldn't, you're saying that your blood is better than Christ's. That's blasphemy. The only way to be forgiven and accepted in the Beloved is by accepting the Son of God and what he did on the cross. It's just simply a matter of accepting a gift. It's not hard. Like I mentioned earlier, Jesus said that I am the door. Is it hard to walk through a door? No. Is it hard to be saved? No. But Mormons and Jehovah's Witness and Muslims, all other religions basically will tell you, if you want to be saved, be a good person, work your way up to glory. Jesus came down from glory. He came down to you and me and took our place as a perfect sacrifice. And he wasn't a sinner in his past life. He didn't have a past life. He's always existed. He didn't have to become God. He's always been God. Look, you will run into Mormons in public, and you need to be prepared to answer them and to help them.